Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Strange Planet by Nathan W. Pyle is a 2019 illustrated humor book built from the same visual and verbal style that made the author's webcomic widely recognizable. It presents a fictional population of blue, hairless beings who describe ordinary human experiences in hyperliteral, technical, and oddly formal language. The result is a comic collection that is less about plot than about perspective familiar routines such as family life, work, social rituals, bodily habits, and celebration are reframed so that their hidden absurdity becomes visible. Although the book is playful, its purpose is not just to provoke jokes. It also makes readers notice how much of human life depends on convention, implied meaning, and shared shorthand. That combination of absurdist comedy, affectionate observation, and clean visual design gives the book a distinctive place in contemporary graphic humor. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, hyperliteral alien language turns everyday human behavior into comedy. The central device in Strange Planet is its translation of ordinary human actions into a language that is both literal and unfamiliar. Common expressions and routines are rephrased as if a scientifically minded outsider were describing them for the first time. This creates humor not through punchlines in the usual sense, but through recognition readers understand the intended meaning, while also noticing how strange the original behavior looks when stripped of habit and slang. The book uses this method consistently, whether the beings are talking about food, clothing, physical appearance, rest, or social interaction. Because the language is so precise, it exposes the gap between what humans say and what they mean. That gap is the source of much of the book's wit. At the same time, the tone is never cruel. The literal phrasing makes human custom seem eccentric, but also oddly tender, as if everyday life deserves careful descriptions. This balance helps the book remain charming rather than merely gimmicky. Secondly, a full life cycle structure gives the comic collection emotional range. Although Strange Planet is built from short comics, it is organized around major stages of life rather than random gags. The collection moves through moments associated with emergence, family relationships, education, celebrations, work, domestic life, health, hobbies, extended family, and reflection. That structure matters because it gives the book a sense of completeness and prevents the humor from feeling purely repetitive. Readers are not just seeing isolated jokes about odd language. They are seeing a whole society interpret the milestones of existence. This broader frame also gives the book emotional range. Childhood, adulthood, and aging are all represented, so the comics can shift from playful confusion to sincere warmth or quiet reflection. The effect is that the collection feels like a small anthropology of an invented species, even though its real subject is human life. By arranging the material around recognizable stages and rituals, the book turns a series of brief comic moments into a coherent portrait of how people grow, bond, and make meaning. Thirdly, the art style reinforces simplicity, clarity, and emotional understatement. Pyle's drawings are an essential part of the book's effect. The beings are rendered with clean lines, rounded forms, and minimal visual clutter, which matches the clarity of the dialogue. The illustrations do not overload the page with detail. Instead, they keep attention on posture, expression, and the contrast between formal language and ordinary setting. This visual restraint is important because it leaves room for the reader to complete the joke mentally. The art also softens the satire. The beings look friendly, not threatening, and the color palette and design give the book a gentle tone that supports its affectionate view of humanity. In comics, style often determines whether absurdity feels sharp or warm, and Strange Planet clearly aims for warmth. The illustrations make even mundane scenes feel slightly ceremonial, which fits the book's interest in routine and ritual. As a result, the art is not just decorative. It is part of the book's argument that ordinary life becomes newly visible when it is drawn with care and stripped of unnecessary complexity. Fourthly, the book satirizes human conventions by exposing their hidden logic. One of the book's most interesting qualities is that it treats social conventions as if they were strange technologies or rituals that require explanation. This approach creates a mild form of satire, but the satire is observational rather than aggressive. By describing birthdays, greetings, social visits, domesticitiness, and even bodily experiences in alien terms, the book reveals how much of human behavior is symbolic and learned rather than naturally self-evident. Readers are prompted to ask why certain practices feel normal, why phrases carry meaning beyond their literal wording, and how much communication depends on shared context. This is where the humor becomes intellectually useful. The comics encourage a kind of perspective shift that is similar to anthropology or linguistic analysis, only compressed into a single panel or short sequence. Because the beings are not mocking humanity from above, the satire remains gentle. The effect is less about exposing flaws than about making familiar habits visible. That visibility is one reason the book resonates with a broad audience. It turns routine life into something newly inspectable without becoming cynical. Lastly, Its appeal comes from remixing webcomic culture into a polished print collection. Strange Planet succeeds partly because it adapts material that already worked in digital form into a format that feels curated and complete. The book was developed from the popular webcomic and Instagram presence that brought pile-wide attention. But the print edition adds value by grouping the comics into a more deliberate sequence and including a mix of familiar and new material. That matters because webcomic humor often depends on quick consumption and momentary surprise, while a book must sustain interest across many pages. Strange Planet does this by varying situations, keeping the visual language consistent, and giving the reader a sense of accumulation. It also benefits from being easy to share across audiences. Fans of comics, graphic humor, science fiction parody, and observational comedy can all read it without specialized background knowledge. In category terms, the book stands out because it is both highly accessible and stylistically distinctive. It is not a conventional memoir, a narrative graphic novel, or a punchline-driven joke book. It is a sustained experiment in perspective, packaged in a format that works equally well as a collectible volume and a bedside read. In conclusion, Strange Planet is best suited to readers who enjoy comic art, observational humor, and books that reveal familiar life from an unexpected angle. It will appeal especially to people who appreciate short-form visual comedy, linguistic play, and gentle satire rather than sharp-edged sarcasm. The book offers practical value in a modest but real sense. It trains attention. By translating routine experiences into alien literalism, it encourages readers to notice how much of daily life is built from habit, social convention, and implied meaning. That makes it entertaining, but also quietly analytical. Compared with similar humor books, it stands out because it is not dependent on topical references, a continuous plot, or aggressive irony. Its appeal comes from a stable creative premise carried through many situations with consistency and restraint. The result is a book that is easy to read quickly, but also easy to revisit, since the humor depends on pattern recognition and perspective shift. For readers looking for something light, clever, and visually distinctive, it remains one of the clearest examples of how a simple comic premise can become a memorable cultural voice. If you would like to support Nathan W. Pyle, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.